In his speech last night, President Obama said American education in math and science lags behind that of other nations. He specifically mentioned India and China and the greater emphasis in schools there on math and science. Yang Zhao grew up in China. He got that big dose of math and science in the schools there. He's now a professor of education at the University of Oregon. Yang Zhao, we hear about those high math and science test scores out of places like China and South Korea and Singapore. What exactly is the pedagogical difference in how math and science are taught in places like China, your home country, compared to the United States?
Well, I think the biggest pedagogical difference is that in China and other Asian countries who get good scores, students spend excessive amount of time on doing mathematics and memorizing math facts. And in addition, is that the Chinese teachers typically have had more training in the mathematical content, but they may not have enough knowledge about their children, but they know the content quite well.
So in your mind, what are the pros and cons of the Asian approach, if we dare call it that, to math and science?
Well, I see more cons actually than pros at this time. I think I'm biased in that regard. But I think the cons generally comes on in terms of how they learn mathematics, for example, is that they do not necessarily have mathematical competency or mathematical interest or confidence in that.
So as President Obama tries to press for better math and science education in American schools, I mean, he's got some peculiar American challenges he's got to deal with, like, the federal, state, and local layers of education.
That's true. But I think President Obama's problem is that he's trying to draw the link between innovation, economic development, and education, but he draws the connection only through test scores. Last night, he talked a lot about how the U.S. is still strong, still innovative, but at the same time, he's talking about how American public education not doing well and worse than other countries for over half a century since the Sputnik moment. The U.S. education has been said to be worse than that of Russia, then Japan, and now China, India. But regardless of this conversation over the half a century, U.S. remains very strong. Another problem he talks about is U.S. needs innovation. I think the current formula of the federal government using Race to the Top and other accountability measures, such as No Child Left Behind, are not necessarily stimulating the kind of innovation we need or preparing the type of innovative citizens we might need in the future. He has challenges, but I don't think the way he's doing it is necessarily the right way for the future of the U.S.
Well, I'd love to know what your prescription is then for Mr. Obama. I mean, if he's so impressed by China's track record in math and science, and you feel there are pros and cons in China's teaching of math and science, excuse the pun, but let's treat it as a Chinese menu. What should he take and what should he leave behind from China's example?
I don't think China is necessarily a country to emulate in terms of education in general. I think Americans should do right now is continue to broaden the definition of education beyond certain subject areas, certain content areas. But what we need in the U.S. is actually to develop a spirit of entrepreneurship. So I think from China, we can learn perhaps more about classroom instruction or content instruction. But at the same time, we need to think education is much broader than just content instruction in the classroom. I don't know we should be happy or sad, but in the past few decades, the Chinese changes have all tried to be reorient education to move away from test scores, to be more like the U.S., to allow more flexibility and more diversity in the curriculum choices to schools. I think the U.S. education right now, our problem is not trying to shoot for more efficiency in instruction, therefore to nationalize everything. We need to think about local and actually distributed decision-making, giving teachers and others more autonomy might be the best way to stimulate more consistency in learning. Because policies can come and go. The most reliable, stable force is public school educators. If you respect them, if they develop the professionalism they can have, that will be very powerful.
Yang Zhao, a professor of education at the University of Oregon with a special interest in the impact of globalization on education. Yang Zhao, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Investing in science and math education is one way President Obama says the U.S. can increase its competitiveness and win the future. So how do you think we can win the future? Add your thoughts at theworld.org or comment on our Facebook page.